Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Isn't it a beautiful Monday, the beginning of another week? It's what? Is it the second week of the month? My God, today is what? The 8th? The second week of the month, and we're in the second half of the year. Second week in the month, second half in the year. Wow. Christmas is soon around the corner. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? We just celebrated 2014 or ended 2014. Now we're going into Christmas 2015. I know I'm a bit early, but before you know it, it's September, people. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? Have you been procrastinating? I know I have on some things, I'm going to confess. Yeah? So it makes no sense living in denial. You can always begin another day. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Once you have life and breath, you can always start again. There's no such thing as failure. You can always start again. Yeah? Don't give up, people. So, it's a beautiful day here, broadcasting to you from Jamaica in the Caribbean, the only place to be. And you're with your favorite host and girl, of course, Corinne Lafont. And I have with me today an even lovelier woman. Her name is Erica Collins. Yeah? Erica Collins is going to be speaking out on plus-size models because she's a plus-size model, yeah? So we're going to be talking about self-esteem, confidence, you know, and all those things that would help somebody who is in a plus-size or people who feel that they're not plus-size but they're really plus-size to cope. You know, we know what's going on out there. People point at you, make comments, etc. So we need help to deal with that. Yeah, so let me tell you a bit about Erica. Erica Collins is an executive producer and host for her own show here on Blog Talk Radio, Enterprise. She is an author, professional speaker, educator, media host personality, and of course, plus-size model, actress, and former Miss Plus America. So people, please recognize, she's not only a former plus model, she's a former Miss Plus America. Okay, are you plus anything? You're not plus anything, at least not yet. She produces and hosts America's Enterprise, the TV cable and streaming internet version of BTR's Enterprise, serving millions on the internet in various platforms based from New York City. Yay, New York! She's a dynamic personality who has worked for several media companies, including Business Week Online, MSNBC, Fox News Channel, HBO, U.S. Chamber of Commerce Broadcast Studios, It's Your Business, and the Quality Learning Series. Erica has been awarded the honor to train and work at the U.S. Capitol House and Senate Radio TV Press Galleries. She has covered local, national, and international news, entertainment, business, and sports. Welcome, Erica, to Between the Lines Empowering Network.
Good morning, Corinne. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. So we're talking plus-size models. Now, what is that category? Because people who we see in magazines are like zero or minus zero, okay? No, don't know what a plus-size model is considered to be. So let's first start off with what is a plus-size model? Why do they call it a plus-size model? And let's start talking about self-esteem. Yeah.
Well, I think the industry is changing drastically. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. But the numbers pretty much are still around the same. It just depends on where you are. Plus actually starts around size 10, believe it or not.
Wow.
And can go as far as past. Most people are actually in the public eye for modeling. We now have Tess Holliday, who's a size 22, 24. And she's getting a lot of national exposure. So it really depends on where you are, what type of modeling you're doing. But the reality is that most women in the world, and definitely in America, fall in the plus size category because it starts at size 10, which is really the average size of a woman, 11, 12.
Yeah, Well, I never figured I was plus size. I mean, when I go in, I always ask for extra large. But I'm like, oh, my God, I'm asking for extra large, double. I'm like, no way is this happening to me, you know, because I have such a small frame. I remember my waist being 22 years ago before I became pregnant with my kids. I'm like, where the hell is this happening, and how did this happen?
Well, you know, you have to move away from condemning yourself. Of why,
yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing about the plus size movement, that we're embracing our curves and we're loving ourselves. And we're not necessarily trying so much to, quote, cope. I think you mentioned that in the beginning. We're living our true selves and trying to have healthier lives.
Yeah, I love that. Embracing your true self. I love that. And it's not a matter of asking why. It's accepting who you are. But, you know, there are some women who know themselves not to be that size, and they may not necessarily feel comfortable in that size because they know that, you know, where they're coming from, their body frame and everything. And some of us women, when we start having kids like myself, we just get comfortable. Sometimes we get lazy and we put on the weight and we think, oh, well, we already got the man. We have the kids. Nobody's really looking at us. We don't want anybody else to look at us. So we just get comfortable and we start putting on more and more weight and pounds. And while I could tell you, I have seen some very beautiful women, including yourself, that have some serious curves, okay, and you would definitely call them plus size. And I'm actually jealous of them because they look sexy. I mean, there are some of us, I'm telling you, I'm actually jealous, you know, because they look fabulous and they are so attractive. You know, even though some people might call them obese or fat, you know, those negative words. But for those of us who know that we shouldn't be that size, is there something wrong with us working towards the size that we really want to be? And that could still fall into the size 10, or it could be below 10. Is there something wrong with that?
No, I think, like I said, it's about being healthy. There's nothing wrong with anyone. It's about being healthy. It's about exercising. The issue is when you project your issues onto other people. So if a person is comfortable, and like you said, there's a lot of very sexy, sensual, plus-size models out here, very comfortable with who they are. They're not walking around with the same maybe stigma that someone else is. But if for some reason a person wants to go back to, let's say, their high school weight or their prom weight, you know, there's nothing wrong with just simply being who you are and what makes you feel good. And that's really the core of the plus size movement, wherever you fall.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's amazing to hear that size 10 is considered plus size. I mean, you would think that the way how they make it seem, especially on the media, like plus size is going up from 18, 19 and going. I would have never thought that plus size would start at 10. And like you said, it's amazing. Everybody fits into that. So which means everybody is a plus size.
Yeah, pretty much. The issue is the cameras put a good 15 to 20 pounds on people. Some of that's changing because the cameras are a little bit more precise, but I think that that's the original reason why the number, you know, became so low. But, you know, straight size modeling starts size 0 to 4.
Wow. People exist like that? 0 to 4.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I've never seen a size 0 clothing yet. I need to walk into a store and ask for a size 0. Really, I've heard of size 0. I never knew that there was a size 0. I was shocked. You know, I really need to go into a store after this show and, you know, when I go out on the road and say, I need to try on a size 0. That's what. Yeah, but this is good. This is good, Erica. So you are somebody who clearly appreciate yourself, honor yourself, embrace who you are, and you went into modeling. How was that for you, knowing that, you know, the media, the magazines, everything that's surrounding us is always about those people who are in size 0 to 4? How How do plus size models take it?
Well, first, I actually was discovered. I was doing a college fashion show at the George Washington University in D.C., and there were some producers from New York who came down, and I was competing with thinner models. Actually,
wow.
And the girls were walking, and I kind of had gained a little bit more than what they call the freshman 15. It was the freshman 45, and I swore that they were going to tap me on the shoulder and say thank you very much, but they actually stopped the music. The choreographer made a huge deal about it, and he said, I want everybody to look at her because she's the only diva in here who knows how to walk. And
wow.
I was also the tallest and the largest woman in the competition.
Wow.
So that's kind of how it happened. I was actually studying journalism. As far as the mediated images, I'm not sure what's going on where you are, but plus right now is a hot topic. Women are becoming, I believe, in more positions to make different choices in their life. They're gaining a certain status in their household. And I think from a marketing and sales standpoint, they are becoming the people purchasing things. And they're starting to have what I like to call purchasing power. So your media is starting to shift a little bit to embracing women who are plus size or curves, and even trying to drop the word plus.
No, on my end, you were saying you don't know what's happening on my end. Let me enlighten you a bit. It is a known fact. I can tell you the word gets around here that Jamaican men love women with some flesh on their bones. They will tell you that straight like that. And they call them fluffy. They don't want nobody that's skinny. They don't want to feel no skinny nothing. They want some serious flesh. They love ass. They love breasts. They want to feel those thighs. I'm telling you straight up. That's how they are. Right?
That's funny.
No. Yeah, they love women who are, I wouldn't say, let's not call them fat, because in their eyes, they're not going to be fat. To them, they're just perfect. You know, I don't know. It's just a thing with Jamaican men. Because I guess the food they eat, you know, because we eat a lot of ground provisions and stuff like that. We're not into the fast food things a lot, you know. And and they love women who are very good cooks and stuff like that. You know, home care, you know, nurturers and stuff. But their women must have the sex appeal, must have flesh on them. They must feel you. You know, when they hold you, they must feel you. So, yeah, that's the kind of thing here. Now, there are some women now who, I guess it depends on their agenda. They are caught up with themselves, and I guess what's happening in the outside world. And a lot of influence come from the United States here in the Caribbean, especially where they follow the fashion trends, the clothing, the what's in the magazine, what's in, you know, that type of thing. So there are some women that would spend their time making sure that they work out, they have a slim, very, very slim look good in their jeans. They mightn't go too skinny, you know, but they make sure that they're well-toned and looking good. They mightn't fit in the plus size, but they're making sure they're slim. And there are some men who are attracted to that as well, and the athletic type, because, you know, Jamaica is very much into athletics and sports. So there are some who are into the athletic-type body. So, you know, to each his own, I suppose. You know, that's just what it is here. But, you know, there are some people who may have negative connotations in terms of plus size, you know, and how they carry themselves. I think what it boils down to is your sense of confidence, Erica. You know, how you feel about you, how you dress. Because, as I tell you, there are some real sexy, let me tell you, plus size women here, and I look at them, the way they do their makeup, the way they dress. I mean, you can envy them down to the ground. You know, you don't see them being obese or fat. They just are sensual, and they carry themselves well. And on the other hand, there are some who don't, and they need help, which takes away from that femininity. You get what I'm saying?
Of course. I actually used to teach a class in New York on how to embrace and accentuate your curves. And a lot of the women would come in with some pretty low self-esteem. And we just take them through the process of how to apply their makeup, what clothes look best on them. And one of my most successful students actually ended up acting.
Wow.
She was on a show called Law and Order, or like a cameo, so to speak.
No, I like to see women and men dress appropriately, you know, for their size, their body type, their shape, their complexion, you know, even their hairstyle. You just take the time to, you know, spend the time on yourself doing the things that will make you look good. Now, if you're a size 12, you can't be wearing a size 8 clothing. I mean, come on. But there are some people who, you know.
It's when I was doing a tour for Just My Size, Intimate Secrets Apparel, that's somewhat of a lingerie company here, I noticed that women were afraid of the numbers, and they didn't realize that they were creating health problems by wearing the wrong bra size or wearing the wrong underwear size, just because they wanted to believe that they were still that high school weight. And then I had some women who came up to me and they just were inspired by the way I was dressed and looked in my clothes. And then when I explained to them what size I was wearing, that made them feel a little bit more comfortable about choosing a different bra, for example.
You know, as you mentioned, the numbers scare people. I remember some time ago, I think I saw it on Yahoo News somewhere, and they said that there is a store that made a decision that they're not putting numbers on the tags. So that when persons, and I found that absolutely empowering. I would go to that store. No, seriously, I would go to that store because I really don't like the numbers and I really don't want to say, give me a big, because it tends to kind of put you down. You're like, this is not fitting, and you get frustrated and you want to stamp out the store. And you're like, nothing in here fits me. This store is clearly for scrawny people. This is not for me. Where am I going to find something to fit me? You know, they're not catering to people like me. Clearly, they're catering to the flat stomach, you know. You know, this particular size, this particular look, and it frustrates you. So I am stating publicly, I find all stores should go numberless, sizeless, and just provide clothing for people that can come in there, different body types, and just decide to wear it. You know, try them on and wear it and not feel held back or imprisoned by the numbers.
But I think you just created a movement. I think you should call it hashtag no number.
Hashtag no number. Yeah, yeah. I would certainly push that. I can't remember where I saw the article, but I was like, whoa. Whoever decided this is so forward-thinking. I don't know if it took on, you know, but when I saw it, I felt so good about reading the article, and I was like, yes, I would shop at that store. And you see, the thing about it, Erica, is the experience, you know. Shopping now has become an experience. It's not the dreaded go and do this, try on that, whatever. No, it's an experience. So how you feel when you walk in somewhere is very important. That whole culture, you know, that you would feel. It's very, very important. And for persons who are various sizes, they want to feel good. They want to feel beautiful. They want to feel, you know, it helps to build their confidence. Yes, and like you mentioned, self-esteem is very, very important for a woman because it impacts your relationship. And I want us to switch quickly to that because there are some who may look at certain men and say, oh, he wouldn't like me, or, you know, he looks like the type, you know, we prejudge people. He looks like the type that would want a size 0 to 4 because he might be looking athletic or whatever. He wouldn't want me. But can I tell you, I've read a number of articles in online, and there are some guys, they're very athletic, but they love full-figured women. And they got a lot of flack for it, too. They got a lot of flack for it. What's your thought on that?
You know, it's funny you mentioned athletes because I would have to say, ironically, many of the men who have been attracted to me have been athletes.
Wow.
Somebody was asking me, you know, were plus-size men, for example, mostly attracted. And I said, if they were, they haven't spoken up. But it's been mostly people who are pretty fit. And I guess it goes with the old adage of opposites attract.
Opposite.
Or the appreciation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the appreciation for differences. So in that category, I can't really say, you know, I've been doing a couple of shows. I was also about 5 foot. Six when I was 9 years old, and around that
wow.
time I was probably like a size 4-6, like look like Beyonce's shape.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always had to get accustomed to getting attention from men
mm-hmm.
from a very
mm-hmm.
early age. So I've
wow.
never really received the negatives so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly why. I know there's women that have.
Mm-hmm.
who are plus size, but for the
mm-hmm.
majority, it's been a lot of positive reinforcement, I guess.
Well, I guess it's the body shape and the type, because put you against somebody else who may not have probably those type of curves, they may get negativism. I can't pronounce the word, forgive me. You know, probably they might get that. But for you, because of, I guess, as I said, to each his own, Erica, because there might be a lineup of men, and why they might choose you as opposed to somebody else is just their own take on what sexy is to them, their perception. And it may be influenced by how they were brought up, their parents, you know, what they were influenced from the media, going to school, you know, just their own values and attitudes on certain things, you know. I don't know.
True, and it's for women, you know, the more confident and self-assured you are, I think people are
mm-hmm.
attracted to the energy that you're giving
mm-hmm.
off to,
mm-hmm.
and then the visual, so to speak. So that probably
yeah.
can change the dynamics of attraction.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because if you're a confident woman, I mean, you will stand out in a crowd. You're not afraid. You're not, you know, influenced by what other people think. You're not shying away. You're not holding yourself back. Once you dress to suit your size and you put on your makeup and, you know, you really look very appealing. I can't see that you step into a party or a meeting and people don't look around. They don't stop, drop their glass and look around. Come on. You know, and I even noticed some serious lingerie. I think it was even on your website, I think I noticed it. And some other places when I started. Yes, I'm like, hell.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm like, hell. What are those sexy things? I mean, it's for plus size. So it means to say that even though you may be a bit bigger than the 0-4, you can still look hot or even hotter than the woman who is 0-4. Because when I saw the lingerie, I was like, damn, could I go into that? Could I look just as hot? You know?
right.
Yeah, that is really, really great. I think people are, like you said, it's a movement, and people are coming out of themselves, out of their shell, building their confidence, their self-esteem, and making a decision to embrace themselves, accept who they are. And I love the work that you're doing. Tell us a bit about your giveaway. I don't want us to end the show before we talk about your giveaway.
Well, I actually did a children's book. The children's book is called Eric and Ruby's Healthy Juice Stand. It's a book about teamwork. It's multicultural. It's written in French, Spanish, and English. And
mm-hmm.
it's really to help children have healthier choices or to create healthier choices through drinks. And it was inspired by a journey I had in being part of a team that won the Sophie Award for the Specialty Food Association. Right now,
mm-hmm.
we've partnered with Natural Girls United,
mm-hmm.
and in 24 hours, the giveaway actually ends. But there's a little
Whoa.
Questionnaire on their Facebook site. And if you answer the questionnaire, I believe the first few people will be selected and chosen based on their answer. So
okay.
that's an actual doll company. But the book can also be found on Amazon.com. It's in a Kindle version. And also mm-hmm. it's on BarnesandNoble.com, and it's in a Nook version as well.
Okay, so tell us the website.
The best place for all the updated information is Twitter at Eric mm-hmm. Ruby Healthy. That's for the book. For myself, it's Twitter at Erica Collins, E-R-I-C-A-C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Mm-hmm. And you'll start to see all the updates for everything else that I'm doing on those sites.
Okay, so let me make sure I have it right. So you have Twitter at Eric Ruby Healthy. And
yes,
Twitter
yes.
at Erica Collins.
Correct.
Right. And you want to mention, is it the Facebook page where there is the giveaway there?
Natural Girls United. It's actually a toy company for multicultural little girls with different hairstyles, mm-hmm. and we are partnering wow. with them. But Eric and Ruby's Healthy Juice Stand has its own separate IG page. It also has its own separate Facebook page. You just have to type in the title.
Okay. Not a problem at all. I love that. And as you mentioned, the natural girls, that's another aspect to people in terms of the whole beauty and embracing. You know, long ago, especially black women, people used to,
really?
How would you say now, cream out their hair and straighten out their hair to give it a different look. But now women are now accepting their natural quality of their hair and going straight as they are. You know, so the companies that are making all these sort of different creams which tend to damage our hair, they're not doing so well these days.
Yeah, very, very true. It's all about embracing who you are, feeling comfortable, mm-hmm. and most importantly, being healthy.
Yeah.
I think there was a movie, and I'm quite sure they aired it in Jamaica as well, Chris Rock called it Bad Hair, and it really shows you some of the dangers of the process of straightening hair and the chemicals and things that were involved. So
mm-hmm.
this partnership is great for little girls. It's all about health and wellness and embracing their beauty as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we're coming out, people. We're making the decision to accept who we are, what we are, whether you have a little mole on your face, which has now become a beauty mark. You know, that is you. That is what makes you unique. It's not a matter of going to do surgery or Botox or whatever else they do out there to change who you are. And if other people can't accept you for who you are, then they shouldn't be in your life. Isn't that so, Erica?
That is true. You need positive energy so that you are mm-hmm. positive too.
Exactly. Then they shouldn't be in your life. If they're coming to tell you to change this, change that, you know, they shouldn't be in your life unless you want to change it yourself. It's a decision that you must make. It mustn't be one that is influenced by external factors or by the media or in the magazine or even if you're modeling. If there's something about you that you feel is unique to you, that you want to keep, that you embrace, that is what makes you you, hey, it's you. It's all about you. It's all about you. I'm getting the 90-second wrap-up. I want to thank Erica so much for being here and sharing her experience, her positive vibes, you know, her advice in terms of plus-size women. And all of us are plus-size, just to let you know before you go. All of us are plus-size. Oh, my goodness. All of us are plus-size. And they should probably reduce it from 10 to 9 or 8. All of us are plus-size. Okay. So accept yourself for who you are. I'm certainly going to be working on myself a bit more to look sexier than Erica, so when she sees me, I can be a sexier plus size. That's the challenge. It's on, Erica. So thank you so much for being here. And just to remind persons to follow the show at Between the Lines Empowering Network, where you will get reminders of upcoming shows. And I'm going to post all the links that Erica mentioned on the episode page so you can get that giveaway. All the best to you, Erica, and your initiative, and everyone else. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on the show.